This is Dave Brown, and welcome to the Frontline Freedom and Venture Therapy Podcast. As an adventure therapy nonprofit organization, we cater to frontline workers, especially those in the public safety and healthcare sectors. On this podcast, we cover relevant topics to public safety and our frontline workers' overall health by exploring the mental health benefits gained through outdoor recreation, leadership development, and self-improvement. If you have a story you'd like to share, send us an email at podcast@frontlinefreedom.org. If you're looking for more information about Frontline Freedom Adventure Therapy trips, check out our website at www.frontlinefreedom.org. Hey everybody, this is Dave. Thanks for tuning in. You made a conscious decision to tune in today and listen to what we have to offer. And I think that's a great segue into what we're going to talk about today, because each and every day we make a conscious choice of how we're going to show up in the world and how we're going to portray ourselves. And if those choices aren't necessarily lined up with what our highest values are, then we're not acting in the ways what we would like or being the person that we want to be. And too often, there are external pressures that kind of force us into acting or behaving in a certain way just to fit in and, you know, conform with whatever's going on. And there's a lot of biological aspects as to why that is. You know, the need to fit in and share resources is hardwired into our DNA for survival mechanisms. But what when it goes wrong? Like, why are we doing it still? And, you know, I work in the field of law enforcement, as a lot of our listeners do, and this concept of accountability is really starting to come up, and not only just supervisor accountability, but also peer accountability. And there's been several high-profile incidents around the country, which I'm not going to get into all of those, but you can really see a defining line where a peer could have stopped a tragedy from unfolding by just speaking out. But that involves going against the norm or going against what, you know, fitting in requires. So that's what we want to talk about today, is where our integrity lies and how does that either hold us back by not acting in our best interest, or are we going to have the confidence in ourselves to act at our highest values and have that integrity and move the needle forward? So I want to start with a quote from Marcus Aurelius, and it is, "Be tolerant with others and strict with yourself," because integrity is the foundation of a life well lived. It's the bedrock from which everything else flows, our relationships, goals, values, you name it. Our integrity brings together different parts of our lives to become whole and integrated instead of haphazardly trying to piece it all together. And living with integrity reflects your commitment to be genuine, authentic, honest, and have self-awareness and a solid moral compass that guides us each and every day. So when you live with integrity, you always stand out from the crowd as someone brave and faithful who's not afraid to hold themselves to the highest standards, because you recognize that all decisions extend beyond you to affect everyone around you. And that's kind of what I was leading into with the intro, is when we have that integrity, we can influence others in a positive light. We don't always have to be the ones trying to fit in. So at the end of the day, integrity is a function of confidence. And when it comes to living a life with integrity, it's not just what we do in the spotlight that counts. The accurate measure of character is revealed when there's nobody around but you and your conscience. Pressure can come from all around us, but if we have genuine moral fiber, you can withstand it and rise above it. Only by making sure that we live out our values when no one is watching can we ensure that we come from a place of being genuine and a place of personal conviction and be confident in the decisions and paths we take in life. Integrity is not about being different depending on who's around. It's about being the same person regardless of our environment. So how does this all tie in? And what happens is when we start to listen or think about the opinions of others, that's where our integrity starts to cease. When we start worrying about other people's opinions of us, we end up living in a way that's not who we are. We start making decisions and take actions, or in our intro to this, we talked about the inactions of others. But we act or fail to act based on how we think others will perceive us, which leads us further and further away from our true values and beliefs. So our attempts to please others might seem well-meaning on the surface, but without being aware of it, we can quickly lose track of who we are as people. To live with integrity, we need to stay grounded in our own sense of self and continue taking action from a place of authenticity, no matter what anyone else thinks or says. Now, to kind of relate this to something that we've probably all experienced, every kid, at least for males, at some point in grade school, we made a terrible decision because we were trying to follow a crowd. So when I was probably 8 or 9, there were some older neighborhood kids, and these kids, you know, they're the cool kids. They're a few years older. They were in junior high. I wasn't. But they're throwing rocks into a swimming pool of one of our other neighbors. And because I wanted to fit in, I then started throwing rocks into this pool because I didn't want to be looked at as the little kid from down the street. You know, I wanted to fit in. These were the cool kids. So I start throwing these rocks in the pool and everything was going great. We're all high five. We're giggling like a bunch of little idiots that we were back then. And that all seemed fine and well until my mom got a call from the neighbor and basically explained all the damage that we did to his pool. Cause had to get a new liner, had to do all the maintenance to it, had to drain the pool, refill it. It was a whole big thing, cost our family money because, you know, obviously we had to chip in to pay all that. But it's natural to want approval and acceptance from people around us, but when we constantly try to fit in, our self-respect suffers greatly. And we can blame the pressure to keep up with our peers, the illusion of what it takes to be cool, but ultimately these decisions came from a fundamental lack of integrity. And taking responsibility for one's behavior and ensuring it aligns with our values is key. And looking at that example, 100% the whole time I was throwing those rocks, I knew it wasn't right. Now, granted, I'm 8 or 9 years old, whatever. I was a kid, stupid mistake. But I remember that lesson because it stuck with me because I remember feeling terrible while doing the action and then felt even worse once we got in trouble for it. So living with integrity can be a daunting task. It's challenging to stay true to our convictions when our culture bombards us constantly with different expectations and values. I mean, it seems like every time I turn on the news, there's some new cause or something that everyone's up in arms about. And one sense of self is essential when making decisions in life with integrity because we are surrounded by images of what it means to be strong, beautiful, successful, innovative, kind, whatever the case may be. We become so inundated that it can be difficult to separate all the noise and find out who we are versus what we truly want. Only when we understand who we are and what our true desires are can we determine whether a certain decision aligns with them. This is where we should take the time to kind of do an internal audit and look at who we are and who we want to be. And I know we're all adults, and that may seem like a silly thing that you ask a teenager, you know, what do you want to do when you grow up or where do you want to be? But at the same time, I think it's a good exercise because it comes down to what image do you want to portray to the world of yourself and how are you making your actions align with those values? So I read the story about a teacher who got into a lot of trouble because she had her students write obituaries. Now, these were sixth graders, so probably a little bit too in-depth for them, but the exercise itself was really awesome. And since hearing of this story, I've seen other people implement it in leadership development or just personal growth. So when she had the students write their obituaries, they had one rule, and that was your age of death couldn't be until you're at least 70 years old. And the point was to see what kind of legacy the students wanted to leave behind. Were they close with family? Did they have associations outside of the general work and immediate family? Were they part of clubs? Did they do volunteer work? What were they writing about themselves? Because that's a great way to do a personal audit, much like meditating or journaling, to kind of find what your core values are and to see if your actions are aligning with those values or not. So if you do this personal inventory and you picture your own obituary and you have yourself, you know, passing away, unfortunately, at the age of 78, but you had 32 grandkids, have a building named after you because of all the great stuff you've done. Well, what are you doing to make that? What does it take to get to where you see yourself as the finality? And here's another quote from Epictetus. Know first who you are and then adorn yourself accordingly. And all of us have our own ideas about who we want to be. And little by little, with hard work and resolve, we kind of become who we were meant to be. But with that comes the need to let go of what others think of us. And that can be easier said than done since we all want to be liked. Whether you proclaim that you want to be liked or not, there is a hardwired into our DNA to gain acceptance from the group. But sometimes other people's opinions don't matter and they shouldn't. If someone chooses to like us for being exactly who we are, then maybe it's best for us to walk away from the situation if they're not a fan. What people think is not something we can control, and if we try, then really all we're doing is giving away the power, which is something none of us should do. In the end, it's important to focus on being happy with who you are despite what anyone else might think. Only then can you truly live on your own terms. Because living with integrity is essential for leading a life of intentionality and success. While it's certainly challenging to make choices that To stay true to ourselves no matter the difficulty, maintaining our moral values is integral to carving out a fulfilled life. This means recognizing full responsibility for our emotions, thoughts, and actions. We must also remain courageously dedicated to our authenticity, even when faced with adversity or peer judgment. As incredibly difficult as that can be, living with integrity helps us establish boundaries and build trust within ourselves and others, ultimately making us far better individuals. And hopefully, we can change some of the cultures that we see in our professions. Having the ability to stand up when we see something that's not quite right, because we all know right from wrong. And we've all seen videos where they were clearly wrong actors, yet nobody stopped it. And that's what we're after. So thanks for listening to the episode. As always, please take care of one another and stay safe. Thanks for listening to this episode of Frontline Freedom Adventure Therapy Podcast. If you have a story you'd like to share, send us an email at podcast@frontlinefreedom.org. And if you're looking for more information on Frontline Freedom Adventure Therapy trips, check out our website at www.frontlinefreedom.org.